Hi, this is Joe Castellano. Welcome inside China Basin, your San Francisco Giants three times a week podcast on thesportsvirus.com, featuring Giants players like all-star catcher Buster Posey.
It's about, you know, just going out and trying to have passion for the game that I've loved since I was a kid.
Giants third baseman Matt Duffy joins us each homestand.
I think when I'm going best is when I'm just staying short, trying to hit the ball right back up the middle and seeing it well.
And San Francisco Chronicle columnist John Shea is our regular guest, too.
Bumgarner, he's a god, isn't he? He does all these things that no other humans do.
Inside China Basin is brought to you by TPC Harding Park, the only public golf course in San Francisco offering golfers the opportunity to play where the pros play. Today's guest is former Giants shortstop and current Comcast Sportsnet Bay Area analyst Rich Aurelia in a conversation that we had last week when I was in Scottsdale, Arizona.
Rich, first off, you're here with the Giants. Tell us what you're doing as far as working with the players.
You know, I kind of like to come out and, you know, one, see the guys that are, you know, on the club and are going to make the club. And, you know, with doing the broadcasting now, it kind of helps me out to get, you know, inside their head a little bit. And so during the season, if something goes on, maybe I know what they're thinking. But on the flip side of that, you know, it's kind of nice to go, you know, to the backfields here and see some of the younger talent that's coming up through the organization. And, you know, see a guy like a Christian Arroyo, you know, come up and see what he could do defensively and at the plate. So my first few days here has been kind of mixed with those two things. But, you know, now that the games are starting, I think the schedule ramps up here a little bit for all these guys. And now they're getting their focus into being ready to play some games.
I was talking to Christian Arroyo before, and you know, he knows what the deal is here, that Brandon Crawford has signed an extension. He just won a gold glove, so he's not going to last at shortstop. How does a young guy like that react to it? Because he's still playing at short, but he wants to know how to play other positions. How do you deal with that as a young player?
Well, one, he's a good kid, and he seems like a smart kid, so I think he gets that. But you got to realize, too, when you're a young player, you're not only playing for your organization, you're playing for everybody else that's watching you, too, because you never know what could happen. And, yeah, he may be roadblocked a little bit at shortstop, but, you know, they got him taking some ground balls at third base this spring at shortstop, and he's still a younger player, so the opportunity for him to learn other positions and maybe play some other positions is there for him. And, you know, and like I said, you never know who's going to watch you or what point you get to where, you know, somebody else may have you fitting in their plans better than you may fit in the plans in your current situation. So you always got to remember that moving forward, you know, that you're playing for everybody, not only yourself or the name on your jersey, but everybody else is watching at the same time.
We'll have more with Rich Aurelia in a moment. But first, I want to tell you about my favorite golf course, TPC Harding Park in San Francisco, where you might see Giants relief pitcher George Contos.
It's a great golf course. It's very convenient for us to get there, and it's a very challenging course. If you're not in your game, you get in the rough. Rough's along there. It's a very beautiful course. They're very gracious and get us out there anytime we're able to get out there for an off day and play some golf. So, you know, just with how beautiful the course is and how challenging it can be, it's always a lot of fun getting out there and playing around.
Now back to the conversation I had with Rich Aurelia, former Giants shortstop.
How important is the consistency? And if you think back to when you were first coming up, and I remember I watched Arroyo in San Jose. I did a bunch of telecasts, and there'd be you know, three or four games where he was just great, and then there would be that one game where he'd make a couple of errors, and maybe it gets in his head. So how hard is that when you're the young guy and trying to be consistent?
Well, that's it. I mean, you said it right there, consistency, and you know, with age comes more consistency. With youth comes a lot of inconsistencies and a lot of questioning, I think, at times, which is where coaching and, you know, your infield instructors and your hitting coaches, I mean, you know, those guys are more psychologists with young players than they are anything else to keep you on the right track. So, you know, when things start going the wrong way, you know, get your head screwed on the right way, get a little kick in the butt and get you going again. But, you know, with a talent like his, you know, I don't think you'll see many struggles over a consistent period of time in the next few years. And he gets it. He's very appreciative, I think, of being here in camp with these guys, his veteran team, a team that has another chance to win another championship. So he's just kind of taking it in and learning as he goes. And I know, you know, I know he's a good kid because he refers to me as sir. So that either means I'm old or he's a very respectful young man.
you know, Brandon Crawford finally got the recognition that he deserved, getting the Gold Glove after last season. But we've known in San Francisco, just watching him, he's kind of been a Gold Glove caliber guy for a while. How important is he to this team now, just as a well-rounded player? You know, just the way he's developed with his bat, he's driving in runs now. What have you noticed about his development?
Well, he's a leader out there on defense for this team in the middle of the field. He's got some experience now. You know, he's got Joe Panik playing next to him, who's still, you know, at the early stages of his career, and Buster's behind the plate, and he runs the pitching staff. So out on the field, you know Craw's the leader out there. And, you know, you mentioned the accolades and the awards last year, and I'm sure if you ask him, you know, he probably feels like he could have played better. I mean, that's how players are built, competitors are built. You always feel like you can do better. And, you know, one thing, the Gold Glove, I mean, you know, we know it's all based off of defense, but, you know, when the attention gets put on you is when you hit.
Right.
And that's what he did last year. He hit for some power, played great defense like he always does, but it's more evident to people that vote on those things when you're hitting. And 95% of the time, if you hit at a position and you play good defense, you're going to win the Gold Glove. Not the opposite. If you play great defense and you're hitting 220, you don't get noticed too much. But he's made great strides from the first time I saw him years ago. And very intelligent player, uses all the modern day technology to make him the best player he can be. You know, working along with Ron Wotus, the infield instructor, he's really, you know, and I enjoy seeing this because the game's evolved from when I played. A lot of it's based off of statistics and computer generated numbers, and if you could use that to your ability to make you better, which he has, it's all the more, you know, better for you as a player to put you at the top of your game as opposed to, you know, not getting to your full potential.
More with Rich Aurelia right after this. Last year I was riding my bicycle in Marin when suddenly, flat tire. Thankfully, someone recommended I get my repair done at Breaking Away Bikes in Ross. While head mechanic and bike guru Rich quickly fixed my tire, I noticed the wide selection of bikes in the store. Breaking Away Bikes rents, demos, and sells all the bikes you could possibly need. Road bike? Check. Mountain bike? That was my choice, and I'm so glad I decided to buy it at Breaking Away Bikes, located in the heart of Ross at 7 Ross Common. Catch them on your way to ride Alpine, West Marin, and Petaluma, or call 415-461-2959 for Breaking Away Bikes.
I think when you see a player like Crawford with the acrobatic ability that he has, I mean, you start thinking about like an Ozzie Smith or an Omar Vizquel, but you still have to make the routine plays. I mean, how important is that when you look at young shortstops or just infielders? They want to be flashy sometimes. They want to get on the highlights, but you still got to make the regular play.
Well, I've always thought of it this way. If I'm putting a team together, I want guys up the middle on defense that make the routine plays because those are the most plays you're going to get. I've always thought that anyone could make a great play. I mean, you could get a high school kid out in a big league game and he can make a great play at shortstop, but it's the routine plays that may give them a little bit of trouble on a consistent basis. So having a guy out there that just can make those routine plays over and over and over again and occasionally make a great play, those are always nice to watch and they get on TV, whatever. But give me the guy who can make the play right at him, turn the easy double play, stuff like that. I'll take that guy any day. And you know what? They got two guys in the middle of that infield right now. That's exactly what they do. They work on the fundamentals of the game, and it shows in their play.
You know, you've been on a team before that made the World Series in 2002. You come into spring training, you had to know that you had a really good team. This team looks loaded coming in. I mean, it really does on paper. It looks like it could be a favorite. You know, people are talking about the Cubs and some other teams, but the Giants look really good. How do you translate that into a season? Because, you know, you can get caught up in it a little bit. What did you guys do in 2002? What was your mindset going into the season?
Well, our mindset was to get to the World Series, you know, and then once you build to a certain point, then you want to try and, you know, then you get to a point of we want to win the World Series. And that year, I mean, we weren't a favorite by any chance. We had a good team. We had a lot of guys coming back, and we knew we had a chance to get there. You know, we fell short. We fell game short. And, you know, it's easy to talk about now because it's so long ago. It wasn't that easy right after it happened. But you look at this team this year, the way it's put together. You know, they've won 3 out of the last 5 world championships. They really worked on or they brought in players that they needed from last year, which was a glaring need, which was the rotation. Bring in two top line starters. You bring in a new center fielder who's going to be able to cover some ground out there. So on paper, yeah, it looks great. But we all know when it comes down to it, you have to get on the field and perform. And I think a good thing for this team is that I think it's good for them that other teams are getting the attention. Because then you just go under the radar, just like they did the 3 years they won. You slide in under the radar, and then people notice you, which is good.
Before we finish up, there's a new rule in baseball, and I think it was a long time coming as far as the takeout slides at second. I mean, if you're not even anywhere near second base, like the Chase Utley slide against the Mets, that shouldn't be allowed, and thankfully, baseball's changing it. What did you think of it, and how different is it now than when you were playing?
Well, I mean, Chase was a guy I played against, and playing in the middle infield, you knew he was a guy that came in hard. And by no means, I mean, I watched that game live last year, by no means do I think he was trying to injure anybody.
Right.
I think he was just going in hard, and it was a really, really bad way to go in hard, which got attention. Mm-hmm. Do I think that a rule should be put in play? I don't really think there needs to be another rule, something like that, because that should be on the judgment of the umpire. I mean, you watch that play, and, I mean, you could tell right away it wasn't a clean slide. It wasn't a clean play. So I think that should be in the discretion of umpires. By putting a rule in now, you're just opening it up for another rule and another rule. It's like a snowball effect, just like the replay. So now, you may be able to replay plays at second base. Who knows if they're going to replay the neighborhood play now because of the slides? You don't know. So in my mind, it should have been a decision that's based off of the discretion of the umpire for each certain play. Unfortunately, what happened last year happened. There was an injury, and I think that's why there was more of an emphasis put on it this offseason to get it put into play.
Well, they're saying no more neighborhood play. How much, as a shortstop, how much did that help you? I mean, how much of an adjustment will it be that it's not a neighborhood play anymore? You really actually have to touch the base.
Well, I think, I was a guy when I played short. I mean, I could always tell I was touching the base because I always had a mark on my spike on the front of my shoe, like a white mark from the paint on the base. So I was never a guy that really used that neighborhood play to my advantage. I mean, I know there are guys that are, but I think the big thing is going to be they say no neighborhood play, but to me, if a rule is put in place to that you can review that, that's when it'll really come into play. If it's still in play like last year where you can't review it, even though you're saying you have to do it, I don't think it'll be that big of a deal. But if, like I said, if you're reviewing a slide and then say, for instance, you see that the guy wasn't on the base when the slide occurred, and they're going to say, is that the neighborhood play? Is that reviewable while you're looking at another replay? So I don't know. It remains to be seen. But, I'm sure it'll change the game, just like the plays at home plate have changed the game in the last few years.
You can't get away with anything anymore. I mean, you can't even make believe you made a catch. They're going to see it on replay.
Yeah. Pretty soon there'll be rules for everything. But, hey, the game changes. It evolves through the years.
Rich, thanks a lot. Enjoy the rest of the time here in spring training and look forward to seeing you on Comcast.
All right. Thanks, Joe.
That's former Giants shortstop and current Comcast analyst, Rich Arilia. Coming up on Monday, we'll hear from the current San Francisco Giants shortstop, Gold Glover, Brandon Crawford, and the other Brandon Belt, will be our guest as well here on Inside China Basin. For now, I'm Joe Castellano. Thanks for listening on thesportsvirus.com.